chapter 18. The Eternal is the judge of all things without exception. Yahweh alone is righteous. Whom has he made equal to describing his works? And who can probe his mighty deeds? Who can measure his majestic power or exhaust the tale of his mercies? One cannot lessen nor increase nor penetrate the wonders of Yahweh. When a man ends, he is only beginning, and when he stops, he is still bewildered. What is man? Of what worth is he? The good, the evil in him, what are these? The sum of a man's days is great if it reaches 100 years. Like a drop of seawater, like a grain of sand, so are those few years among the days of eternity. That is why Yahweh is patient with men and showers upon them his mercy. He sees and understands that their death is grievous, and so he forgives them all the more. Man may be merciful to his fellow man, but Yahweh's mercy reaches to all flesh, reproving, admonishing, teaching, as a shepherd guides his flock, merciful to those who accept his guidance, who are diligent in his precepts. My son, add no reproach to your charity, nor spoil any gift by harsh words. Like dew that abates a burning wind, so does a word improve a gift. Sometimes, the word means more than the gift. Both are offered by a kindly man. Only a fool upbraids before giving. A grudging gift wears out the expectant eyes. Be informed before speaking. Before sickness, prepare the cure. Before you are judged, seek merit for yourself. And at the time of visitation, you will have a ransom. Before you have fallen, humble yourself. When you have sinned, show repentance. Do not delay to forsake sins. Do not neglect it till you are in distress. Do not set a time for abandoning sin. Remember that death will not delay. Let nothing prevent the prompt payment of your vows. Do not wait to fulfill them when you are dying. Before making a vow, have the means to fulfill it. Do not be one who puts Yahweh to the test. Think of wrath and the day of death, the time of vengeance when he will hide his face. Remember the time of hunger and the time of plenty, poverty and want in the day of wealth. Between morning and evening, the weather changes. Before Yahweh, all things are fleeting. A wise man is circumspect in all things. When sin is rife, he keeps himself from wrongdoing. Any learned man should make wisdom known, and he who attains to her should declare her praise. Those trained in her words must show their wisdom, dispensing sound proverbs like life-giving waters. Do not go after your lusts, but keep your desires in check. If you satisfy your lustful appetites, they will make you the sport of your enemies. Have no joy in the pleasures of a moment, which bring on poverty redoubled. Do not become a glutton and a wine bibber with nothing in your purse. He who does so grows no richer. He who wastes the little he has will be stripped bare. Wine and women make the mind giddy, and the companion of prostitutes becomes reckless. He who lightly trusts in them has no sense, and he who strays after them sins against his own life. Rottenness and worms will possess him, for contumacious desire destroys its owner.